It's important for us to be able to find the holes in the zone, be able to beat our man in situations and make the plays.
Everyone always says Earl closes those holes better than most. So do you anticipate different windows open longer without him in the game?
Yeah, possibly. You know, Earl is a great player. You know, it sucks not to have him out there. But, you know, things happen in the game. Wish him the best. But, yeah, you know, you got to be prepared for whatever. You know, the backups came in, he plays well. I think he fills the void as best as he can.
Is Cam Chancellor one of those guys you always have to be, kind of be aware of where he's, because you know he's going to be coming and he's going to be bringing it as far as over the middle?
Yeah, I mean, he's a great player, but, you know, he's a man, you know. I'm not worried about it. You know, I can take his hits.
Randall, when this defense is so physical, is there anything that you can take advantage of because they get hands on you? How do you counter that?
You just look for the holes in the zone. They do a great job in the scheme that they play, but there are holes in different spots, and you just try to exploit those.
Do you subscribe to that theory that in conditions maybe like you had last Sunday, if you have them again, that the offensive player has the advantage because he knows where he's going? Has that been your experience?
Yeah, but I've never played defense, so I mean, I don't know their take on it. But, yeah, I mean, we feel like it definitely gives an advantage on where we're going.